how's the retirement going? Y'all get along okay?
Oh, yes, we do just fine. I said, you know, my mama will never get to retire because there are things that I have to do. And I said, I couldn't sit down and fold my hands. You know, you all get all geared up here after 35 years of raising family. You get all geared up and it's hard to let down, you know what I mean? You have to let that steam out and let out. And I hope I don't get to where I can't go. I want to do some things that I never got to do when I was raising them. And it's just worked out beautifully that I get to do the things that I didn't get to do when I was raising them. Carl's my only chick at home. He comes in and he's on his own, you know, more or less. I cook his meals and we eat together and all, but still, he's more or less a little independent fella and he takes care of himself. You know, Mama don't look up on them as little bitty children. He's not quite as much as I used to since they got older. I'm kind of letting them feel their own way and, you know, get up, letting him be a man of his own before he gets off to college. Because I remember my first son when he started to college. I'll never forget it the longest day I live. We got enough of stuff to keep him there at that college for a month, you know. We didn't think that he'd be back home for a month, you know. Well, he loaded up that little old car and started off to college. And lo and behold, the next weekend, he came in home. He was so homesick, he liked to have died.
Funny.
Yeah, that's just funny. That's just how close we were, though. We were such close, knitted people until he just couldn't take it, you know.
He didn't want to go back, I bet.
Yes, he wanted to go back. You know, he was torn between home and college because he'd never been away from home. He went one time to the World's Fair. He won a trip to the World's Fair to the FFA in Canton at Cherokee High School. And he went to the World's Fair. He went to the state convention of the FFA in Michigan. And then they went to the World's Fair before they came back. And that's the first time he had ever been out, I guess, out of the state of Georgia. And he had been so close until it just really hurt him. And I said then I would never do one of my children. Well, you know, we didn't really have a change. He didn't really have a change to go off like they do now because things are so much more modern and all until now they can go. We bought every one of them a car.
You did?
Gave them all a car. I said, we put a wheel on there. That's the first thing. But we told them we'd buy the first one, but they'd get the next one. We didn't buy them a brand new one. Because, you know, they all like these old rattle traps anytime. They want to do a brand new one.
That's right. Well, talking about going away, you know, would you ever like to travel?
Yes, now that's what I intend. That's what I want to do. See, my husband's had surgery for the past two or three years here. He's had back surgery and esophagus surgery, and he hasn't been quite as active until he got recuperated from it. Now he's back on wheels again, and I want to go to the Holy Land. I want to walk where my Lord walked and be able to see the country, you know, while I can. I think I would enjoy that. But see now, when he was stationed over there during the war, he went to lots of those places and most of that. He's been everywhere. And he really don't want to go back that much. It tickled me. He told a man that his wife from the church up here that wants to go over there, he said, Claude, you pay Ara's way and I'll pay Ruth's way and let them go to the Holy Land together.
Y'all ought to go.
Well, I plan to go. But as I said,
you don't have to fly.
Reckon? Yeah, I guess I will. But I'm going to get up enough nerve to do it while I can use my legs and not be having to be pushed in a wheelchair over there. I want to go while I can go. And the off season, they say, is the best time to go with the tours. And we've traveled a good bit since he retired, just here in the United States. First one place and then another. But I want to make the Holy Land before I leave this world.
That'd be interesting. It really
yes,
would.
It would be. Now, most other people, you know, they think of everything else, Paris or something like that.